Welcome to the Florescence Podcast, a show hosted by a 20-something-year-old. My name is Felicia Orr, and we will chat all about business, health, lifestyle, wealth, and just honestly navigating our 20s. So let's get into it. Hello, hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Florescence Podcast. It is currently the 26th of March, and I was just saying to Daniel, this Saturday, it's obviously Easter, but this Saturday is 4 weeks of being married. Isn't that crazy? Time absolutely flies. I am sorry if my voice sounds a little weird. I am slightly blocked up, which isn't a vibe, because I am having my birthday party on Friday, doing a cocktail competition, which I am really looking forward to. I've been wanting to do one for ages. It doesn't really fit with my whole vibe of wanting to reduce my alcohol consumption, but it's my birthday. Turning 27 last year for my birthday, I was doing 75 hard, so it was a very strict day. That wasn't too bad. We managed to get out. I think both of my workouts that day were probably walks. And I didn't have a birthday cake though, so this year I'm going to make my birthday cake, which I'm so excited about because I love baking. And then we've invited some of our friends around and we're going to have a really fun cocktail night. And I am making espresso martinis, which go down an absolute treat. And the mixes I'm using are absolutely delicious and a New Zealand brand. Really fun episode today. We are going to be talking about one kind of a branch of my business, but also me getting more serious about my personal brand and the content I create on my Instagram. So at the end of November last year, I started to dabble a little bit into user-generated content, which from here on out, I'm going to call UGC. I came across UGC in 2022 when I was working for a marketing agency, and I thought it was a really cool idea. And then within a year, 18 months, it honestly felt like everyone wanted to be a UGC creator. And what it's done is it's opened up the world of content creation and gifted product to people that don't necessarily have a lot of followers. And then there's also the whole thing where you don't necessarily need to post this content on your page. What brands are seeing a lot of benefit from at the moment is posting content that is the perspective of their customers, right? Their customers using and loving their products. And I've seen lots of brands create these videos that have been made by creators or customers and turned it into a paid ad. So they've put spend behind it. And they do really, really well. And what I'm going to do first is I'm on my website, my marketing agency website, The Sweet Spot, because it is kind of a branch of my business. But yeah, let's go. I just wanted to read you kind of what UGC is. Okay, so as you know, it stands for user-generated content. It's content created by people rather than brands, and it is, in this day and age, it's an essential part to selling products because more and more people want to see just real people using the products. And what it does, it helps build trust. It displays social proof that other people are using your products and liking it, and hopefully it should convert into sales. So a lot of people these days, because the influencer thing I feel like is kind of behind us and less people are resonating with influencers or creators that have 100,000+ followers, 1 million followers, even more. They're just not relatable and so out of reach. And for brands as well, a lot of creators that are in that space get heaps of PR, and you might be very, very lucky to be shown on their social media. Whereas the whole UGC thing is you are taking someone who's really hungry, who really wants this, and who can still create some epic content. But it's a lot more, accessible for small businesses, I guess. So people are also not resonating as much with high production ad campaigns, which is where a lot of spend is put behind some content, whether that's like a photo shoot day or even like a TV ad, right? We don't really watch TV anymore, especially Gen Z and millennials, and to advertise in TV, it is freaking expensive. When I used to work at Hunting and Fishing, I think we used to spend 250k for the year for like 4 ads, which is just absolutely insane. And what you can do with that kind of money in the digital space is amazing, given you have a good product. So, most UGC videos or photos come in the form of product demonstrations or showing a how-to of how to use something, whether it's makeup, a hairstyling tool, or some crockery. It could be as simple as just doing an unboxing. So you receive the package and you film a really nice aesthetic ASMR unboxing, or an unboxing and you put music over top. Or it could be as simple as doing a review or a testimonial. And if you're really good at what you do, you might do a little skit or something. So I'm actually filming 2 videos this week for a blue light glasses company, and I managed to negotiate with them to add my prescription into the glasses, which was really awesome because I needed some new glasses. And in exchange, I'm creating 2 45-to-60-second videos for them. One is going to be I'm going to do a day in my life of working from home, and the glasses are an essential part of my working from home setup in terms of like blue light on my computer and my phone screen. And then I am going to have a go at doing my first skit, which I'm really excited about. And what that is going to look like is I'm going to do the you versus you trend, like me pre these glasses and me post these glasses, and it's going to be me talking to myself but with different outfits. So that is going to be really exciting. But what we're actually going to do today is answer some questions that I asked on my Instagram yesterday. I've had a few people over the 3 months that I've been doing this ask me things here and there, so that's why this kind of podcast episode has been born. But let's run through the questions that were asked. So, first question was, can anyone be a UGC content creator? Yes, but it depends. You have to have a love and a passion for content creation. You have to know how to do it quite well in terms of editing. What I personally use is I use an app called InShot on my phone. I have an iPhone 14 Pro. Like, ideally you want to have some kind of good-ish quality phone that takes good photos and videos. And why I say yes but it depends, because I see a lot of people that consume social media, right? They scroll it, and so they automatically think that they'll be able to be a good creator right off the bat, which I don't think is necessarily the case. In my instance, I have been creating content for, I don't know, 5+ years, and it's also my job. So I am a marketing specialist and I have my own marketing agency, and I have been professionally creating social media content for businesses for the past like 2 or so years in an agency capacity, but then I was doing bits and pieces like 5 years ago when I was at Hunting and Fishing. So that skill set and that experience has definitely fed into being a UGC creator, and that's why for myself I've kind of made it a branch off my agency, because essentially I'm doing the exact same thing that I do for my agency in terms of creating some epic content for brands, but I'm doing it from my personal brand perspective. And I post a lot of the videos that I create, but I don't necessarily need to. A lot of the bigger brands, like, you won't need to at all, and they'll just take the content from you in like a Google Drive link or whatever, and then they'll do what they want with it. But then like smaller brands, like, I work with a lot of smaller brands and New Zealand businesses, and I know some people struggle with like literally uploading something. So the feature on Instagram that lets you invite a collaborator is perfect for this, because I have no issue uploading some of my content, and then I can invite them as a collaborator, and it instantly goes on their page too, kind of removing that barrier for them to use the content. Like, I'd hate for me to create this awesome piece of content and then they just never post it on their page and get something out of it. Where brands can make a lot of money with these videos is if they turn it into paid advertising. So that hopefully kind of answers the question. If you want it bad enough and you learn, then sure. If you research on YouTube and on TikTok or whatever, how to be a UGC creator. There's a lot of creators out there now that are selling like courses and PDFs and things. So maybe that is potentially up your alley. I didn't really get into any of that because I had enough experience, and I see some creators in New Zealand like sell contracts. Like I know how to write a contract because I own a business. So a lot of that experience is filtered into this space, and I manage all my UGC inquiries like through my business email as well, because it's just, to me, it's just easier if it's all related. And me appearing as a business and being super professional, I feel like has helped me get more gigs as well. So the next question is, how do you approach brands? And this is great because honestly, this is trial and error. And so with me personally, what I did, I was a super annoying Instagram DMer, and I was also watching brands that I knew were working with small creators, and I would message them on Instagram. And I messaged quite a lot. I would say I probably have like a 50% success rate. I haven't actually worked that out. But where I got a lot of my first gigs is Facebook groups. So I'm in a few Facebook groups that are for content creators, and businesses can be in there to find content creators. So I posted my portfolio in there, and I got quite a few brands through there, and some really epic brands that I may have struggled to communicate with in DMs because they might have like missed my DM or whatever, because they've got quite a big following. But I was able to reach them because their CEO or their founder or owner or whatever, it was in that Facebook group, and then they messaged me on Facebook, on my personal Facebook. So like I tallied it the other day, I've worked with like 20 plus brands in 3 months, and probably 10 to 15 of those were in my first month. I was just smashing out all the pitches, and then you get to a point where you actually have to create the content. So I like scaled back a little bit because I was like, okay, I've bit inundated. But I remember December just being like, I was getting a package like every other day, and it was really exciting, you know. Sometimes you have to, there is an element of having to work out whether you want to accept the brand or whether it's worth it for your time, because I'm still quite fresh. Like I just take everything, and I also do help out like people I know or just small businesses. Like for example, this past client of mine, or I've written a marketing strategy for her. I was like, I'll help you out, I'll create some content. So she gave me a jar of honey, and that's less than $20, right, in value. And I've created like 2 videos for her that have taken me maybe an hour or two. So when you put it like that, sometimes it's a bit rough, but then you get really cool things like a $200 casserole crockery dish, and you're like, this is sick. So you go through motions of getting deals that might not equate to much in monetary value, but it's all really good experience, and it helps build your portfolio, which is really important. Because I was already a content creator, I was able to pull together a portfolio of videos that are kind of along the like UGC path, but weren't like necessarily UGC. So I used that as my portfolio for the first like week or two, but then a month in, I had already created some content for brands, and I was able to update my portfolio. I personally chose to have it as another page on my website, and I've just split it into tourism, health and wellness, beauty and fashion, lifestyle, food and drink. But you can also do this on Canva. You can create a Canva PDF doc or whatever and have your portfolio in there. Something I recently added as well, and this comes back to my business acumen, like I have been asking every single brand I work with to leave me a Google review, and I've been getting them to add that onto my marketing agency Google just to help with my rating. But if you don't have a Google business profile, that's fine. You could just email them and be like, hey, could you send me back a quick email like how you found us working together. So I have been I've included that on my website now. So I have, this is for me, there's social proof that I am great to work with, and I create some really awesome content. And at the moment, I've got some pretty pretty big brands-ish, I reckon, on my website, so that when I am pitching to clients going forward, or brands going forward, they can go on to my website, which is where my portfolio sits, and be like, cool, she's worked with these brands in the past, and they have some really great things to say about her. I've literally just thought now it would be awesome to do who I've worked with on this page and like get all their logos and stuff, which I might just write down. So I found one of my most successful pitches was something along the lines of, hey, I really love your brand, or I really align with your values, blah, blah, blah. I am a UGC content creator and I have some awesome content ideas that I would love to share with you. Is there an email that you could give me so I could send my ideas through? So what this does is it's transferring it over to email, which is a little bit more professional than DMs. And then also with big brands, like they might have 5 people managing their DMs. So to grab someone's personal email and get them in there directly is going to give you a much higher chance of a success rate of converting and actually getting the deal. So that's generally what I do. And whether it results in anything, like I will probably do like 2 follow-ups. Like if they've seen me, I'll be like, hey, like can I have the email? And if I get the email and I don't get any response, then I will just follow up once or twice more and otherwise just leave them not meant to be. So I hope that answers your questions on how to approach brands. But yeah, mainly just Instagram DMs and then the Facebook groups. Next one, do I need a portfolio of work? It's obviously handy. I've seen creators like do mock you videos with products they already have in their house. So like I'm looking at a highlighter right now. Could make a really cool video on why I love this yellow highlighter. And that is a way to build up your skills if you're not really that skilled in the area and you need to learn. But it also creates a bit of a portfolio for you to send to clients when you're pitching. As I just said, I was thankfully lucky enough to, well, not lucky enough, I mean, I worked for it, it's just what I do. Because I'm already in this space, I already had videos that kind of fit the wavelength. So, like, when I went to Colombia last year, like, I had quite a few, like, videos on tourism. So, and when I went to Bali, so I included that. And then, like, I included some of my gym videos and like my outfit of the day videos, which had nothing to do with brands, but they portrayed how I am in front of the camera. They showed my character, my personality, and just how I spoke and how I edited too. So those were made up the bulk of my portfolio for ages, and then I've just started to slowly switch them out when I've done more product-based content. But yeah, they're definitely an option if you're not really in the content creation space at all to begin with, but you want to get into. I would definitely recommend just like recording some fake UGC videos. So like just pretend you've been gifted the product. And the key with UGC is to always over deliver, no matter like what the value of the product is, always do your absolute best. So like my first paid gig, which I'm just rounding up now and getting ready to send them the invoice, the girl literally messaged being like, hey, I'd be really keen to work on videos in the future. And I'm like, oh my god, so exciting. So I was really, really happy about that because they liked my work and they want to work together in the future. That's what you want. That is goals. That is goals in UGC space. Okay, so another question, which I feel like I've kind of already answered, is where and how did I start? As I've said, because I had my content creation background, it really helped, but not necessary. If you want it bad enough, just start learning about it. Follow. Actually, what I did do, even though I was a content creator, I went and searched UGC creators on Instagram and I followed a whole bunch of them and I just watched what they did and how they pitched and they gave advice and I saw some of the videos they created, had a look at their websites, their portfolios, and that really helped to craft my portfolio and how I was going to pitch. So I'm someone like you can have a look at my portfolio and the content I do, and my DMs are always open, so you can always ask me some questions. And the final question that we're doing today is, what gear do I use? And I kind of already answered this anyway, but I'll just go over it again quickly. Having a nice phone is good. Could be iPhone, Samsung, doesn't matter. I have an iPhone 14 Pro and it's pretty good. Takes very nice, high quality, beautiful videos and images. I use InShot, which I use a free version for ages, but then I just recently upgraded to paying for it, which is like $30 a year, which is nothing. Just allowed me to add captions in the app because I have to send a lot of the content for approval, and so if captions are needed to be added, doing that in the editing app is so much easier than like trying to upload it to Instagram and adding captions that way. If I need to schedule something, I will use Better Business Suite or just on Instagram. I try and stay away from this though, because a lot of the videos I upload I have to invite as a collaborator, and that feature isn't linked up yet. Like if you schedule a reel, you can't, the inviting them as a collaborator will go away. So I generally just save everything as a draft and set myself reminders of when it needs to be posted. I will ask the brand sometimes when they want it to be posted, or I will suggest a time where it just fits into my own content schedule. What else? I have a ring light that I use. I have microphones as well, which I don't really use. But I generally, yeah, I just make sure I have a clean space. Like, super grateful that we renovated our bathroom, because there was nowhere I was going to film any content in our old bathroom. And so having our new bathroom has made it a little bit more aesthetic. That is slightly important. Our kitchen's not so aesthetic, so I just make sure when I'm filming food videos that a lot of things are close up, so you can't really see the background or what's going on. But yeah, I feel like this is a super accessible place for everyone to get into. You can't really come into it just like wanting free stuff. There is an element of trying to help brands with their sales, and you are creating a bit of marketing content for them. So my goal with UGC is to get more paid deals. Like pretty much most of the deals except for one have been gifted product, which I'm fine with until a certain extent, but I want to move into that paid deal realm where I'm getting free product and getting paid for it as well. And like in terms of like writing a rate card, my first paid deal was actually like a misassumption from the brand. They were like, oh, what's your rate card? And I was like, oh shit. So I went and made a rate card, and that's what I like about messy action and just getting into it. When she asked for the rate card, I went and created one on Canva, and I kind of priced it around where I would price my marketing services. And it may feel weird to charge for a video, but they could make thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars off your video in sales. So you have to keep that in mind. I hope this was helpful. Feel like I repeated myself a little bit and waffled probably too much, but it's a really cool space to be in. And if you are interested in getting into the space, so open to having a chat and DMs. So if you're keen, you know where to find me. But as always, thank you so much for listening to the Fluorescence Podcast. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye, guys. Give yourself a pat on the back if you made it this far in the episode, because you just invested in your future self. If you loved the episode, please share it far and wide with the people you love. And if you want to connect with me, you can get me at fluorescence.podcast on Instagram. Catch you in the next one.